Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
Hello, is this a person?
May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
03102.
And your first and last name?
Kieran Faratori.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
245 Main Street, number 3, Manchester, New Hampshire, 03102.
Thank you. So I see that you ordered our foot massager on January 20th with you paying $7.45 for shipping and handling. How may I help you?
Yes, I also, that charge to go through, then I received another charge for 49 something.
Okay, so this was a welcoming gift for you joining our consumer direct savings store where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it did state that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $49.97. This starts your first month membership and gets you a $125 gift card to the best consumer gadget club on the web.
No, you need to give me that money back before I call the bank, and then we'll have them do it, okay?
Okay, now wouldn't it be necessary due to that these charges are valid? Now, your bank, they will get in contact with us, and we will send them a copy of the terms and conditions that you agreed to. They will only issue you a credit pending the investigation, and then we will receive the money back. So what I will go ahead and do for you is issue you a 35% refund. This also cancels out the account to prevent all future charges.
This is what to the charges?
I will issue you a 35% refund. This cancels out the account to prevent all future charges.
All right, so you're going to do that. All right. You know, this is deceitful. People don't read the small print online. It's really just deceitful.
So you should see that refund back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. And I also have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Hang on. Yeah, the damn thing came in the mail yesterday or 2 days ago, and it doesn't work anyway. It doesn't even turn on. So what is the cancellation number?
Okay, that's C as in Charlie, 2588-03-413.
Hang on, my pen stopped working. So Charlie, there we go. So Charlie, what?
2588-03-413.
413?
Correct.
All right.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
Well, is there anyone I can talk to about having deceitful business practices?
Okay, ma'am, well, we do follow the same protocols.
Yeah, but it's deceitful, honey. You didn't know that.
Well, I do apologize that that information went unnoticed, ma'am.
Well, whatever. All right, so thanks for the cancellation number, and I'll call my bank. Thanks, honey.
Thank you for calling the customer support.